Greetings, this is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And today's program has a variety of offerings, including Sam Foray, the fabulous voice of Cecilia Bartley, John Kamara Parker, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin in style with some music by Andrea Gabrielli. Now, he was an Italian composer and organist of the late Renaissance, the uncle of the somewhat more famous Giovanni Gabrielli. He was the first internationally renowned member of the Viennese School of Composers, and interestingly enough, he was reluctant to publish much of his own music, but we're lucky that his nephew, Giovanni Gabrielli, published most of it after his death. We're going to hear a great performance by the London Brass. This is Andrea Gabrielli's Aria della Battaglia.
Thank you.
What a great way to start the program. Those are the members of the London Brass, and that was music by Andrea Gabrielli. Now, this next selection is a popular favorite, Gabriel Fauré's Pavane. It was written back in 1887, originally for piano, but you know, the work took on a life of its own, and Fauré later orchestrated it, as well as eventually adding on the option of a chorus, after dedicating the work to his patron, Elizabeth Comtesse Greffel. Now, the work derives its rhythm from the slow processional of the Spanish chorus danced of the same name. And we're going to switch it up just a little bit this today. We're going to hear another version, but this time not for orchestra or for piano, but for flute and orchestra. Here is Gareth Morris on flute, and he's joined by the members of the New Philharmonia Orchestra, with Sir David Wilcox directing.
Thank you.
What a lovely performance. That was Gareth Morris on flute. He was joined by the members of the New Philharmonia Orchestra, with Sir David Wilcock directing, and that was Forêt's Pavane. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with a celebrated Canadian artist. I'm speaking of pianist John Camara Parker. Now, he was born in Vancouver and began his solo career at a very young age, appearing with the Vancouver Youth Orchestra at the tender age of 5. He later studied at the Vancouver Academy of Music and went on to Juilliard as well, and has become one of the world's most sought-after soloists. He's also been the recipient of numerous honors and awards, including the Order of Canada, the Gold Medal Laureate of the Leeds International Piano Competition. He's also had a command performance for the Queen, and, you know, the list goes on and on. I could be here all day. But his most recent disc is called Write. It's a fantastic disc. It's a world premiere recording of transcriptions of the music of Stravinsky. And from it this morning, we're going to hear some excerpts from the provocative Write of Spring. But I'm going to read you a little bit about what Mr. Parker writes about his inspiration for the transcription. He says, "Back in my college days, I discovered the Write for the first time. The primitivism in the work held a special appeal to me as I began discovering the continuum of classical music that followed Bach, Beethoven, and Chopin. In particular, having grown up on Genesis, Rush, and Frank Zappa, I couldn't resist the appeal of its ever-changing rhythmic patterns. Playing the Write at the piano, I am reminded of the day I saw an exhibition of Picasso's pencil sketches side by side with the finished paintings. Now, despite the absence of color, the angular power of the lines had even greater impact." Those are the words of John Camara Parker describing some of the inspiration of his transcription of Stravinsky's Write of Spring. From it, we're going to hear some excerpts from the opening. Here is John Camara Parker. John Kimura Parker and a powerful performance. That was part one from his piano transcription of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring from a disc he released back in 2013 called Rite. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe it is the time for a regular installment of oboe music. Today, some music by Handel. Now, it is believed by some scholars that he composed his trio sonatas for two oboes and basso continuo in his youth. Now, of course, there's always some polite scholarly dispute, but no matter, they're beautiful works. And today we're going to hear a lovely performance by two great oboists, Ingo Goritzky and Burkhard Glasner. Here is Handel's Trio Sonata No. 5.
Thank you.
How cheerful is that? That was Burkhard Klasner and Ingo Goritzky on oboes with Handel's Trio Sonata No. 5. Now, this next artist made her professional debut at the age of 8 as a shepherd boy in Tosca. She came to prominence as a composer and performer in her early 20s, just a tad unusual for an opera singer. She went on to become sought after worldwide. Now, she's the daughter of two singers herself. I'm speaking of Cecilia Bartoli, and since has performed the world over. She does have an extensive discography and is best known for her interpretations of music of Mozart and Rossini. Now, today we're going to switch it up just a little bit, and here's some music from Bellini's Norma. Here is Cecilia Bartoli. The exquisite voice of Cecilia Bartoli. That was music from Bellini's opera Norma. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I do believe I have time for one more selection. This comes from Luna Blanca's latest disc called El Dorado. So why not? Let's hear the title track.
Thank you.
A little nouveau flamenco. That was Luna Blanca and El Dorado from their latest disc of the same name. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you for joining me, and I do hope you'll join me again next time. Till then.